You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1591. And I'm so happy to welcome back to the show Andrea Bulldog. She is the regional sales manager for Starbar Products. Last time you stopped by, we talked about integrated pest management and the importance of using a variety of products and situations to keep the irritating biting insects and irritating insects away from our horses. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
This time around, it looks like we're talking about Starbar products, and that includes a lot of different things.
So we actually have quite a few products, and I think it's important to point out before we talk about all those products, how to best use these products with the best efficacy. Flies feed low. They're active in the middle range, so 3 to 5 feet off the ground, and then they rest up high. So it's really important that we have traps and baits for each level. So high, medium, and low is what we talk about mostly. So you want your sticky traps up high, your attractant traps in the middle range, 3 to 5 feet off the ground, and the baits go on the ground. You have to put the baits on the ground. You can't put them up in the rafters because you're worried Miss Kitty might get them. They have to go low if they're going to work. So anyways, with that said, we have three different baits just because we also speak a pretty high rotational speech about how important it is with the active ingredients in each bait, and you don't want to have any resistance to the active. So to rotate your baits, so we have three different baits, Quick Strike, Cyanorox, and Durastrike. Then we have sticky traps. So those are going to go way up high. So we have easy traps, which are my favorite. I put one in the top of each of my stalls. So when the horses come in, they bring the flies in with them and they leave the horse to go up high to rest. And they get stuck to these traps. So the sticky traps we have fly sticks and the easy trap, like I talked about. And then our attractant traps, those stinky traps, but they work great because they're so stinky. So we have our fly relief traps, our captivator trap, and our Terminator Pro trap, which is my favorite. It's the biggest trap. And it's like a disgusting science experiment by the end of the summer. It's fantastic.
So let's start up high. We're going to work at our roof, work our way from the ceiling down.
Sure.
So up high, we want a sticky trap. Is a sticky trap just there because the fly wants to go up there and have a siesta?
Yes.
What makes him want to land on the sticky trap instead of the wall?
So our sticky traps are yellow in color, yellowy orangish in color. And that draws the flies to them.
Ah, so the color is like, oh, I really like to have myself an orange yellow comforter to rest on.
Exactly.
So that's what he goes. Okay. See, these are important things though, because so many times we purchase a product that is supposed to help us control the flying bugs around our horses, and we're dissatisfied with it because we're not using it appropriately. So it's important when you have a sticky trap, the sticky trap goes up high where the fly wants to take a siesta, and the color is what attracts it.
The one thing that's different with our fly sticks, we have two different sizes, the regular fly stick and the junior fly stick, the smaller one, which is what I use in my barn. But that one is that yellowy orangey color, but it's also got pictures of little flies printed on the trap. So they think they're going to hang out with their friends. So it's already kind of preloaded with flies. So they work fantastic. Fill right up with flies.
Perfect.
Now we do have one other trap that goes in the, you know, the 3 to 5 foot range, not quite 5 feet, but you know, let's call it 3 to 4 foot. That it's called the bite free stable fly trap. And it goes outside. It's super sticky. It's a clear trap because it's specifically designed for stable flies.
Now remind us which one the stable flies are.
Stable flies are the flies that when it lands on you and bites you, they're blood feeders. So that when it bites you, it hurts. So when you're standing in the barn wearing shorts and a fly bites you, chances are it's a stable fly.
Because it's important to know which flies you're trying to target. So if you get that stable fly, the bite-free stable fly trap, that can be put 3 to 5 feet off the ground outside the barn, versus the fly stick, which goes inside the barn and up high. Now, is the fly stick targeting more than one type of fly?
So the fly stick will, any bug that lands on it. So, but mostly you're going to get your house flies on okay. that one.
That's and the house flies are the ones that land, but don't bite.
Correct. They're just
irritating.
Spread disease and are irritating as all get out. So the fly stick and the easy trap go up high. It's great to put them, like I said, at the tops of stalls, or you can hang them down the aisleway of your barn, or just on the inside edges of the doorways in and out of the barn is a great place mm-hmm. to put them too up high.
Got it. So we've started at the ceiling. The next level is mm-hmm. mid-level. Where do we go with that? What kind of products and what bugs are we targeting?
So mid-range is you're going to have your attractant traps. So there's an attractant pod that you put in and then add water to it. They're water dissolvable pouches, which is super convenient. So just add water to it, swish it around a little bit, and then set the traps out about 3-4 feet off the ground. It is an attractant trap. And this is super important because I'm guilty of this in a prior lifetime. Also, I used to buy the attractant traps, and I would hang one on each one of the stalls thinking I was doing them a favor, but you're not. So it's an attractant trap. So it draws the flies to it. So you put the trap where you want the flies to go. And I always joke at these different trainings I do. And I say, you don't like your neighbors, put it in your neighbor's yard.
About how far for it could, because these are a product that we use a lot here at the farm. So you don't want them in your horse's stall. Or the barn. So about how far away should you put them?
I do mine, it kind of varies. Like if I can find a good place to hang them. So for instance, my manure pile is probably 30 yards from the barn, 40 yards from the barn. And I set a Terminator Pro trap, the big jug trap. I put that right between the barn. I have an old tree stump. So I just said it's the right height. So I just set it on that. And it's just kind of the right location. So about 20 yards, probably 25 yards is where I put my big attractant trap. And then when you look at your turnouts, I put one, like say there's a tree that's convenient to tie it to at the right height, and you'll draw them away from the horses. So it kind of depends on what you have available. You can always put in a T-post or a stake and hang it off those too. So I would say at least 20 yards, 30 yards from your critters to draw the flies away.
And I found the smaller sized shepherd hooks that people put mm-hmm. those cute little flags on.
Yes.
They come in different sizes. I use those so that when you shove it in the ground, it's about 3.5 feet off the ground. Those work perfect. Fabulously for the hangy ones.
Great idea.
Yeah. They're super easy to hang up. So you want to move them because you don't want to put them so far away from the horses that the flies
don't go to them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. So this type of trap, the one that has the water in it and it's kind of stinky.
Mm-hmm.
What type of fly does it attract?
So it attracts mostly house flies for that one.
It's very environmentally friendly because the stuff that's in there that attracts the fly is not a chemical that kills them. They drown.
They do. Exactly. They drown. And then the nice thing too, with our Captivator trap and our Terminator Pro trap, you can unscrew the top lid. You can empty the trap out that's full. We do make attractant refills. So you can buy this bag that has 8 different pouches in it. And you can reuse that trap. So for the Captivator trap and the Terminator Pro trap.
Just keep reusing the plastic
you
bottle.
You can reuse them as opposed to the fly relief trap, which is disposable and very affordable. And then our trap and toss is our other attractant trap. So they are reusable also.
That's a really good idea because then you're not constantly throwing away the plastic container.
Yeah.
So we've gotten to the middle of the ground. Now we're getting to ground level. What yes. type of a product are we putting at ground level and why?
So we have a couple different baits that we use. Quick Strike is very, very popular, been around a long time. Cyanorox is our other bait. And DuraStrike is another bait. The only difference between the three, besides the active ingredient, is QuickStrike, you're going to have a fairly fast knockdown and kill. So as soon as they consume it, you're going to see fairly quick die-off, which is super gratifying for me. I'm an instant gratification kind of girl. Cyanorox and DuraStrike work excellent. However, they tend to, we call it the zombie fly. So the flies fly off and they die elsewhere. So if you want to see your flies dead on the floor, use your quick strike. But if you don't mind, then use the Cyanorox or the Durastrike, and it works just as well. You just don't see it right there, but super, super great baits. We also make a bait station. If you don't want to put scatter baits on the barn floor, we make bait stations that you can fill the little tower and it just stays right there. They feed off the tower part and then the flies will die in the, it's kind of like a dish at the bottom of it. It's all attached, mm-hmm. one piece, but works great to contain the bait, the scatter bait. Also at ground level, we have a fantastic trap. It's called the Quick Strike Abatement Strip, and it works phenomenal. It's got a attractant tube at the bottom, and all you do is press on it. It's a double tube and it cracks the inside tube when you press on it. And then there's a cotton swab that wicks the attractant out into the air. And then there's a surface on it that's that yellowish orangey color, and it's rounded, which flies like too. So they're drawn to the attractant. They land on this trap, and it's such a quick kill that we suggest putting it in, like, if you had a shallow cardboard box, that would be perfect. If you were to flip over a trash can lid, that would be perfect. Set the trap on that, put it on the ground. And again, it does have that attractant. So it's going to draw the flies to it. So you want to put it somewhere out either towards the ends of the barn, or if you have an overhang or where you park your tractor, so it just doesn't get rained on is really the key for this one. But gotcha. We say to put it in a box or or any sort of like container, because you will get so many dead flies. That way you can just shake off the trap, dump all your dead flies into the wheelbarrow or wherever you want to put them, and then just set it right back in. And it works so well. I love this product.
Next question is, we've gone from up high, mid-range, mm-hmm. low. Again, many of us have muck heaps or compost areas in our farms. Sure. Which product would be most ideal to put to deal with the flies that are being created by Mother Nature over there on the compost heap?
I would stick to the attractant traps. So when they emerge from the compost heap, they're being drawn by the attractant
directly
to that trap and immediately trapped. And then if I could, I'd probably stick a sticky trap over there too, just to catch the ones that maybe don't immediately go to the attractant trap. The bite-free trap, the stable fly trap that I talked about, that tall, clear trap, it has a hole through the center of it, and you can either put it on a post, any kind of garden stake, whatever. But it, like I said, it's clear, so it's different than the other ones. Our R&D facility is in Dallas. They're fantastic there, and they created this trap that is clear. So when the sun shines through it, it creates this prism-like effect and draws the stable flies to it when they're looking for a place to go to rest and digest. So you put them outside of the horses' paddocks because they are so sticky.
So they can be outdoors.
Yeah, that one is designed to go in a well-sunlit area so the sun shines through it, and that's how it works.
See, that's a game changer, because here in Florida, obviously, it rains a lot.
Yes.
And I didn't know that you could put one of those types of traps out of doors. That's interesting. I'm going to have to go down that road.
That one's fantastic. I use that one all over the farm. So the right levels of fly control, this whole PDF, it's beautiful. They've broken it out. They've put the traps in, you know, the high, medium, and low areas of the broken out barn. That can be found on our website at starbarproducts.com. So I'm a visual person. So if you ever wanted to go and check it out and see it, just go to starbarproducts.com. And there's a ton of information, different uses, videos that my coworkers have done, educational videos, and just a ton of information on our website as well.
Perfect. You've got the Clarify larvicide, which helps keep the flies from developing in your horse's manure.
Exactly.
And then you've got your high level in the barn, which are the sticky traps.
Correct.
Because the flies want to let rest there. Then you have your mid-level, which are the traps that have bait in them because they want to go check out that stinky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the floor level, which are the baits that just kill them dead. Sorry, dude. You've got your integrated program, and you can find all of that at Starbar Products. You could also go to centralflycontrol.com, which has tons and tons and tons of information on the different products and how they work. And thank you very much, Andrea, for stopping by again and educating me and everybody else about how to control those flying insects on our farm. Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.